that you would receive and do what God is speaking to you about this morning. Seven fundamentals of a healthy relationship. And the first thing I like to talk about is great what plays on each other. That's number one. Number one thing that you will notice in a relationship that is healthy. And these seven fundamentals really is talking about the seven things that you would observe if the relationship you're having with someone is a healthy one. When the relationship is good, you will notice these seven things. There could be many more things, but number one is great worth placed on each other. You would see that eventually the two of you have become so valuable to each other. Hallelujah. And it's critical that you put so much value, a lot of value, great value, on the person that you're having a relationship with, particularly in a marriage relationship. How much the other person means to you matters a lot in a relationship. It does matter. And then the question that you always have to ask yourself is, how much does this person mean to me? How much value has this got, this one that God gave me? What's the value? Can you give up your career opportunities or any career opportunity for this relationship? Can you walk away from monetary gains or material gains for this relationship? How much can you give up? What amount of sacrifices do you think the relationship deserves? The value that you put on your relationship matters a lot. If the relationship is healthy, the value will be great. Hallelujah. The value you put on your relationship will always determine the extent you would go to fight for it or to sacrifice for it or to preserve it. The value that you put on the person in your life will determine the extent that you would go to keep the person in your life. The value you put for each other is always, always going to determine the quality of your relationship. So I want to charge you to this morning, increase the value that you have put on the person that you care about. Increase that value. Hallelujah. Increase that value. You must see that both of you are individually important. The person is an important person. The person is important person. You are not only the person in the relationship that is important, and you are both needing each other. You are important in each other's lives. So much important that if something interrupts the relationship, it may be interrupting destiny. You've got to see it that way. It may be interrupting the plan of God for your life. The person is important, is crucial in the plan of God for your life. He's a very strategic person, having so much worth. You've got to see it that way. Hallelujah. No one of you should be thinking or feeling that it's the other person that needs me. It's him that needs me. She's the one that needs me. You see, the mindset that if you want to go, just go. If you want to go, just go. I will still be fine. I will still be all right. I will still become whatever is the plan of God for my life. That thinking shows the value that you put on the person. You're going to put great value. And where the relationship is healthy, the person is very important to you. He is actually absolutely crucial in your life. You see it that way. And number two, fundamental of a healthy relationship is quality time together. Quality time together. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24 says, "A man that hath friends must show himself friendly." Showing yourself friendly has got a lot in it, but one of the things is availability. Spending time together. Hallelujah. And the B part of that scripture says, "And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother." That sticking closer is crucial in a relationship. And when the relationship is healthy, it's a good one, then you will notice that the people are close. And they're not only close, but they spend time together. They enjoy each other's company. They miss each other when they are apart. They enjoy quality time. Very, very critical. If you can survive, particularly, let me bring this into the marriage relationship. If you can survive alone, if you can get away and you are all on your own by yourself alone and you're still fine, something is wrong somewhere, absolutely. Because you know that the relationship is healthy, good, when the people enjoy quality time together. The bond between friends develop as they spend quality time together. When they don't spend quality time together, the bond losing, the bond weakens. The quality time that two people spend together increases the quality of the relationship. The more they spend time together, the more they grow their intimacy, the more they develop their bond, the more strong the relationship becomes. And if you want to check a healthy relationship, all you need to do is just check how close the people are and how much time they enjoy spending with each other. When the relationship is not healthy, they can't wait to get away. And they enjoy being alone. You cannot grow, develop, mature your relationship not having time for each other. You cannot allow anything take that place. You cannot allow career. You cannot allow the pursuit of money. You cannot allow vision. You cannot allow whatever passion to replace that. Because it determines the health of your relationship, the time that you spend together. You are always going to develop affinity for anyone you spend a lot of time with. You know, even when people start out together as enemies, not liking each other, just give them time. Over time, they are just going to develop something. Something, you know, there are people who, when they first met, they never fancy each other. They never thought anything can come out of them being together. But over time, they begin to like each other. They even fall in love, and some even get married. This is why it can be dangerous for a married person to be spending a lot of time with the opposite sex, more time than he spent with his own spouse. Because it's possible the person that you're spending the time with, you're likely going to develop affinity for that person more than any other person. This is why some people have succeeded in taking away someone from somebody, because the person was giving them more attention, more time, more presence. He was there more than the other person. A healthy relationship has got with it quality time together. Hallelujah. And number three is effective communication pattern. You want to look out for a healthy relationship. One of the fundamental things you want to check out is an effective communication pattern. In other words, they have a way that they talk to each other. There is a way that they talk to each other. Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. Colossians chapter 4, verse 6 says, "Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each other." You have to know how you ought to answer each one. You have to have a way of answering each one, a way of speaking with one another. You have to develop that. You have to devise something about that. An effective way of communication. An effective way of communication can determine how much you're going to enjoy each other's company. A lot of people can't wait to get away and are comfortable when they are away because they can communicate. They can talk to each other. It always leads to a civil war in the house. So they are peaceful when they are not talking. Things are smooth in the house when they are not talking. But the moment they start to talk, they begin to throw missiles and a civil war begins. But you enjoy each other's company more. You enjoy your union more when you can talk. And you have to devise a way of talking to each other. It's one of the fundamentals of a healthy relationship. Effective communication can also aid in your understanding of each other's deep and inner feelings. You may be surprised that you are with someone, but and you've been with that person for a while, a long while, but you don't really understand the person. You don't understand what's ongoing in his mind, what's ongoing in his heart. You don't understand the things that he has been through because you don't actually communicate. You don't talk. You cannot confidently say you understand someone if you have no good and effective communication pattern. Except there is an effective way that you communicate with each other and you understand each other and you can see on the inside of each other through your communication. You cannot say you understand someone. There are people who have been together a long time, but they don't really know what's happening with the other person because of lack of effective communication pattern. Number four. One of the fundamentals of a healthy relationship is a helping hand. A helping hand. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 17 says, "A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity." Hallelujah. A friend would be there for you, always with you, at all times. It does not matter. It does not matter whether you are doing good things or you would be naughty. It does not matter what circumstance the relationship, gets into. A friend loves at all times. A friend loves at all times. And a brother, a genuine brother, a good brother, when you are in adversity, when you're going through troubles, when you're going through difficulties. That's when you know those that are your brothers. Everybody will come around when things are good. But those that can stick with you in times of adversity, those are your brothers. You know a good friend when you are in need or in trouble, or you are making an effort to achieve something and he reaches out and he gives you a helping hand. That's when you know that you've got a friend. It is said that a friend in need is a friend indeed. You know that the person is a good friend because he is a helping hand. Every now and then, he reaches out, and in some way, you find him a help. Hallelujah. He is a help. And you can tell if your relationship or your marriage or your friendship with someone is a healthy one if you look at where you are now and look at where you are, you look at where you were when you started out together, and you can identify his positive contribution in helping to make you who you are today. You look at where you are now, and you can look at where you all started together, and you can identify positive contributions. You can say, I am here today because at some point this person did this. At some point that person helped in that way. You look back, you look at the journey, and you can say, yes, what I've achieved today is also because of this person. It means that the relationship with that person is a good one. Hallelujah. Helping hand is one of the ways to identify what kind of friends you have around you, what kind of people you have around you. You cannot claim that you love someone and care about their progress, but you are not contributing in any way to help them succeed in life. That's not what friends do. Friends provide a helping hand. And helping is not only about giving money to someone. It's not about giving money to someone only. It's about getting involved with someone to support him to succeed, to support him to find help in life. Good friends don't compete with each other. They help each other. Good friends don't hold back what we help change the other person. They don't hold it back. Good friends, they make sacrifices for each other. Good friends are not happy being successful alone. They want the same success for a friend. Good friends help in opening doors of opportunities for their friends when they can. That's how you know the people you have in your life are given to you by God. And the relationship that you cultivated over years is a healthy relationship. They're not happy when you're down. They don't contribute to bringing you down. They don't compete with you. But they support you so you can also succeed. Number 5, burden bearer. One of the fundamentals of a healthy relationship. A burden bearer. It's a bit different from just being a help. A friend can help, a friend should help, but a friend or someone you're in relationship with, your husband or your wife, must be also a burden bearer. Galatians chapter 6, verse 2 says, "Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." So fulfill the law of Christ. So you know that you're fulfilling the law of Christ when you are bearing one another's burden. And the law of Christ speaks of loving one another. So I know that the person that I am in relationship with loves me because he is helping to bear my burden. One of the ways to know that the love of Christ is existing in a place is to look and see whether the people are helping to carry each other's burden. You want to know if the love of God exists in a church? See whether the people in that church are helping to carry each other's burden. You want to know whether there is the love of Christ within a group? Check and see if they're helping to carry each other's burden. The moment we are working in love, fulfilling the law of Christ, we carry each other's burden. We don't allow people to carry their burdens alone. Hallelujah. A burden bearer is someone who has made himself available to listen, and he provides solution or he provides support where possible in dealing with challenges. He does not keep away or run away from a friend when he or she is having issues. He helps to provide a way out of that challenging situation. A burden bearer is someone you can trust to offload your burdens upon. He's someone you can feel comfortable to share your worries with. Someone you can be comfortable to share your concerns with. Someone that you can comfortably offload what's in your chest. Someone you can cry to. Someone you can share your pain with. Someone that you know that will listen. He will listen. You know that he will not judge you. He will listen and not judge you. You can confidently open up and share whatever you can with him because you know that you will not be ashamed to do so or be embarrassed. This is a burden bearer. You will not fear that someone else will get to hear it. You can share confidently because you are convinced that this is a burden bearer. And what I offload on him stays with him. No one else will get to hear it. And it will not be used against me someday. He will not use it against me someday. That is a burden bearer. Can you say that your husband, your wife, is a burden bearer? That friend that you spend time with, can you say this is a burden bearer? I can offload my pain on him and not be judged. I can share my experiences with this person and not be embarrassed. Will he walk through this journey with me and help me deal with this pain and not run away? If I unveil the things that are going in my life, will he change his mind about me? Will he begin to look at me differently? Or he will cry with me? If the person in your life is someone you can't see all of this with, then you need to pray about that. You need to trust the Lord for a transformation in a healthy relationship that other person ought to be a burden bearer. And number six, readily and freely stepping out of comfort zone. That's the six fundamentals of a healthy relationship. Readily and freely stepping out of comfort zone. They are ready always to step out of their comfort zone for the sake of friendship. They are freely ready to step out of their comfort zone for the sake of friendship. John chapter 15. Verse 12 and 13 says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lays down his life for his friends." Love is genuine, love is deep, love is practical when someone can lay down his life for his friend. Laying down his life for his friend does not mean that you put a bullet through your chest to prove that you love someone, or you go hang yourself. It's not really that. It's about, you know, sacrificing your comfort, you know, so your friend can be comfortable. Working out of something, giving up something, making sacrifices for someone that you care about. A healthy relationship has got sacrifice in it. There is sacrifice. You always see sacrifices. They sacrifice for each other. If you cannot go out of your way for the sake of friendship, you cannot make yourself uncomfortable for the sake of friendship, you need to look at the value that you've put in that relationship. The value is small for you. When the relationship is good, is flourishing, is healthy, you will see many sacrifices. I can say that comfortably. Just know that the relationship you've got with someone is not genuine. The love there is not authentic. If you can't find sacrifices in it, if the person always likes to do things that make him happy, they make him comfortable. That's what I want to do. That's what makes me happy. You know, I find it really, really challenging when I hear people, you know, who would say, "I'm not happy about it, so I'm not going to do it. I'm not happy about it, so I'm not going to do it. That doesn't make me happy, so I'm not going to do it." In a relationship, you don't do things simply because they make you happy. As a matter of fact, in a relationship, you don't seek your happiness. You seek the happiness of the person that you say you care about. You seek the happiness of the person that you say you love. That's the teachings of the scriptures, particularly if you're a believer. The best of friendship is where the people don't seek to please themselves, but they seek to please the other person. That is the best of friendship. That is the best of relationship, that they are seeking to please the other person. Romans chapter 15, verse 1 and 1 to 3. Romans chapter 15, verse 1 to 3 says, "We who are strong ought to bear the feelings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Each of us should please our neighbor for their good, to build them up. For even Christ did not please himself." Can you hear that? "For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the insult of those who insult you have fallen on me." Even Christ did not please himself. In true friendship, it's not about pleasing yourself. It's not about having things your own way. So when I hear people say, I'm not happy about this. I'm not just happy about this. Sometimes I question, you know, where is the sacrifice? You have to learn to sometimes step out of your comfort zone for the sake of friendship. Make that sacrifice that can keep what you've got together intact. Lead that team that is seeking to break you apart. Make that one sacrifice that will move the relationship to the place that God wants it to be. That's a healthy relationship. And finally, having a good understanding of the other person. After a while, you've been together with this person for a while. You've been together for this number of years. You should be able to say, I have a good understanding about this person. I know Pastor Eunice. I know what Pastor Eunice is capable of doing. I know her tendencies. I can almost predict Pastor Eunice. You should be able to say of this person that you've spent so much time with. When the relationship is healthy, you see, there are things that happen, you know, in a good relationship. The people are transparent. The people are honest. The people open themselves up. The people talk. The people spend time. And there's no way you're going to get involved in doing all of these things and not get to know one another. And not get to understand each other. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 20 says, brethren, be not children in understanding. Be not children in understanding, howbeit in malice be ye children. But in understanding be men. You see, the Bible is simply saying, you see, when it comes to forgiveness, you've got to behave like a child would. When it comes to forgiveness, you've got to be someone who can easily forget wrong, who can easily let go hurts, who can easily move on with someone who angered you earlier. That's what children do. But it says when dealing with each other, you've got to deal with understanding. You've got to have good, sharp understanding of the person that you're relating with. You have to help your spouse, your friend, your colleague understand you. They need to make that effort to get to know you, to get to understand you. They have to be interested in knowing who you really are. Who is this person in my life? They have to show that interest. It means that they love you, they care about you. But you have to also help them to understand you, to know you, to discover you. Good understanding of who you have in your life is very important. If you still don't know him or don't know her, after many years of being together, it only shows that the relationship has not developed well. If you're still worried, concerned, I don't really know this person. Who is this person that I've been married to for 10 years? Means that something is not right somewhere. You should know your friends so well after a while that you can predict them. Hallelujah. If someone comes to me and he says, do you know Pastor Eunice said this and that and that, I know when he's a lie and I know when he's the truth. Because I know how she talks. I know how she acts. If you ask Pastor Eunice certain questions, I mean, I know what she will answer. And if you're, if someone is saying she answers this and that, I'll say, no. Because I just know. Hallelujah. And I believe she feels the same way about me too. She can say, oh no, that's not honey, that's not Pastor Musa. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Congratulations to Pastor K and Carol. Yeah. Last Sunday, was it Sunday? Was their 20th anniversary? 25th anniversary. I was telling them that they are just older than us a few months. Our 25th wedding anniversary comes up in March of 2021. We're going to, Eunice and I have been together for about 25 years as man and wife. It's a long time of investment, isn't it? And we've spent good times together. Good times. We've traveled together. We've been on ministry trips together. We go on conferences together. I think she knows me well. And I know her too.
Good.
Amen. You have to, after some time, understand who you have in your life. Hallelujah. If you still don't understand this person, means the relationship is not healthy. You've not managed it well. You've not done the right things. Glory be to God. And if there are things that God needs to begin to unveil about this person in your life, may God unveil them to you. It will help you know how to pray for the person. To help you know how to support the person, to help you know where the person really needs support. You will grow together so well, because you understand each other. Hallelujah. A lot of times people break, people separate, people go separate ways because they are refusing to unveil themselves. People can talk well. People can deal with issues well because they don't understand each other. The understanding of this person in your life is critical. It forms the basis of your togetherness. Even God wants us to understand him. That's why God will say, come, let us reason together. God wants us to understand him. You have to seek to understand this person that you've got in your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just hope that this sharing this morning ministered to you in some way and you've received something that you will run with. May the Lord anoint these words in your heart. May the Lord empower you to bring forth harvest, great harvest, good harvest. I reach out to you by faith and I bless your relationships. I say your marriage will work stronger and stronger. Your marriage will get better and better, sweeter and sweeter. The wine in your marriage, that which brings you joy, will never dry. That which gives passion to the relationship will always be supplied to you. In the name of Jesus, I reach out and I pray for that relationship that is going through storm. I speak healing there in the name of Jesus. I speak to that relationship that is lacking in understanding. There's no understanding. I break it. I break it. The reason why you're always quarreling, you're always fighting, the reason why you're always going separate ways is lack of understanding. I ask that the Holy Spirit will now begin to walk inside of you too and bring you deep inside of who you really have in your life. In the name of Jesus, I block the door of your marriage against the enemy. That person who is the source of your confusion, I block the doorway against him. In the name of Jesus, I uproot every seed, every negative seed planted in your hearts against the people that are dear to you. I kill that seed, that negative seed, in the name of Jesus. The relationship that is shaking, I command it to be strong now. Be strong now. Be strong again in the name of Jesus. Anyone who has lost someone and is seeking for a reunion, is seeking for a restoration, I agree with you right now. Whoever you are out there, may the Lord command restoration into your life. May the Lord restore your family. May the Lord restore your friendship. May the Lord restore your joy. May the Lord restore your love. May the Lord restore your respect. May the Lord restore your honor. I speak restoration into your lives, into your homes, into your relationships, in the name of Jesus. If there's anyone out there that is feeling alone and lonely all by yourself, you're trusting God to send people into your life for whatever kind of relationship. May the Lord hear your prayers. I agree with you right now. May the Lord answer you. May the right people come into your life. That person of destiny, may the Lord bring him into your life. When you see the person, may you just know it in your spirit. In the name of Jesus, I bless you. I bless you. I bless all that concerns you. I command everything to turn around, all in your favor. All for the glory of God. Thank you, Father. And if there's anyone who is listening to me right now and is not born again, Lord, I'm asking that you convict him and help him to know Jesus. Help him to know Jesus. Touch his heart and let him open up so Jesus can come in. Can that person pray with me? If you're there and you want to just accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior this morning, you can pray this simple prayer. That's the prayer that I prayed and I got saved. And if you can pray this simple prayer from your heart, you will be saved. Say with me, dear God, today I acknowledge that Jesus is Lord. He hung on the cross and died for my sins. And he was buried. But on the third day, he rose from the dead for my justification. I believe it. And today, I welcome him into my heart. Come, Lord Jesus. Be my Lord and my Savior. Come, Holy Spirit, give me the power to live this Christian life. I believe I am saved. I believe I am born again. I believe my names are now written in the book of life. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you, everybody, and enjoy the rest of the service.